My name is Bill Manley, and I'm the beer ambassador with Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
Thanks very much for your time. It was announced earlier this week that Miller Coors will close its Eden Brewery in September 2016, laying off some 520 workers. What do you make of that announcement?
It's always sad to see jobs leaving, but if they feel that they need to do that to keep their business going the way that they need to, that's kind of on them. It is a sad development, though.
The company issued a statement, and I'll quote from it: "Since the creation of Miller Coors 7 years ago, volume has declined by nearly 10 million barrels, or the equivalent of a single plant's production. This volume loss is due to a variety of factors, including economic challenges, an explosion of choice, and fragmentation within the beer business, and a dramatic change in the way consumers engage with brands."
Yeah, I would say that statement is pretty well spot on. I mean, just in the past, decade, really, the craft brewing movement, what used to be called the microbrewing movement, has exploded pretty well everywhere in the country. I mean, there are, over 3,000 breweries in almost every corner of the country now making pretty excellent beer. Just the matter of choices has exponentially grown. And kind of consumer taste and consumer interest is pointed a lot more toward experimental beers, new beers, beers with a lot of flavor and a lot of character. And also, the statement about the connection with the brand, I think, is a really good point. I mean, there's been a shift in a lot of different consumer goods for consumers to kind of want to make a connection, to know the people behind their product, whether it be, beer or coffee or cheese or food or whatever it happens to be. They want to know the history and want to know the reasons for making things and really, kind of be in touch with that chain, kind of from beginning to end.
In a sense, have we come full circle? A long time ago, many communities had their own local brewery, and we seem to see more and more communities that have a new brewery.
Yeah, that is very much true. I mean, we're not every community has one yet, but it certainly could get that way. I mean, if just a few years back, we were able to hit the number of breweries opening that we had prior to Prohibition, I think that number was something like 1,900. And then in the few years since, that, like I mentioned, that number has grown all the way up past 3,000, and there's more opening every day. Each of those breweries making an average of, let's say, 4 to 6 different beer styles, and that's an awful lot of choice, an awful lot of variety out here in the world.
The announcement that they're closing the Eden plant is a big hit for the local community there, a loss of quite a number of jobs, as we mentioned. How many people work today at the Sierra Nevada plant in Mills River?
Well, our Mills River brewery has just over 300, I want to say 312 at last look, and Sierra Nevada as a whole employs about 1,000 people across the country.
Has the drought in California forced Sierra Nevada to actually crank out more beer at the Mills River plant than originally thought at this point?
Not really. The drought has affected. I mean, we're trying to be pretty conscious as far as water usage and reducing any amount of waste that we can in California. But so far, it really hasn't impacted our production too much, just kind of based on where we are in the state. There are quite a few number of other breweries in California that have been pretty directly impacted by the water shortage, though.
How many more employees do you think you will add over the next 12 to 24 months?
Boy, that's hard to say. We're operating more or less where we'd like to be, and so I don't see those numbers expanding too drastically over the short term here. But you can never say. I mean, it's we're constantly kind of fighting to really make enough beer. I mean, right now the demand is still outpacing our supply. So, I mean, we're going to continue to grow, but we've kind of made the choice to grow in a slower, a little bit more steady, a little more stable way. So we don't think it's going to be a big, huge explosion of jobs, but we always add people here and there as needed.
At the same time the announcement regarding the Eden plant was being made, Budweiser, maker of Anheuser-Busch, has announced it would like to buy Miller Brewery, which would, in a sense, if allowed, unite the two largest beer makers in the United States. What do you make of that announcement?
Yeah, that was big news. That's been kind of all over the beer press. I frankly don't know what to think of that yet. I mean, they're clearly the two world's leading beer makers. The vast majority of all beer sold everywhere in the world is made by one of those two countries or some of their subsidiaries. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as that goes through. I mean, earlier we were talking a little bit about choice, and there was speculation years back. There's been rumors of this deal for a number of years at this point. And there was speculation years back that there's no way it would go through just based on antitrust issues. But, you know, now with the craft brewing scene being as vibrant and as many players in it as possible, you know, I'm not sure where that's going to land. That's it's certainly an interesting development, though.
Budweiser, Bud Light, Corona, Beck's come out of the Anheuser-Busch company, which is actually out of Belgium now. But they control 21% of the global beer market.
Yeah, I don't believe Corona is made by Budweiser. I think that they are made by Anheuser-Busch. I think that they just have a distribution agreement. But, you know, nevertheless, I mean, 21% is a massive amount of, you know, what's being brewed. It's huge, huge brands and huge, what we say in the brewing industry, like barrelage. You know, they've got plenty of space to make lots and lots of beer. And, you know, Miller is similar. I mean, Miller has, you know, very big beer markets in South America, and Anheuser-Busch has very big beer markets in Asia, and specifically China. That's an awful lot of volume.
At this point, how many months have gone by since you started producing beer that has been shipped around the Northeast?
From Mills River, you mean?
Yeah.
We started brewing in Mills River, started shipping beer from Mills River, I should say, in April of 2014. So it's been a little better than a year and a half.
And how would you assess how it's gone?
It's gone quite well, in fact. You know, we've actually added some capacity here at the brewery already. I mean, the place was barely finished before we started adding some new cellar capacity, some new fermentation systems, and just trying to again, keep up with the demand that's been far outpacing what we even imagined it might be.
And how many months more do you think it'll take before the site itself is built out the way you want it to be?
Well, most of it is finished now. I would say probably 95% of it is finished where we want it. We're working on some kind of outdoor areas, like some event spaces and outdoor beer, I don't know, like beer patios or beer service stations, and also some you know, hiking and mountain biking trails around the site, and some other music venues. But as far as the actual production side of the facility, we're complete for now and up and running.
Bill Manley is beer ambassador with Sierra Nevada in Mills River. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.